Some New York parents and teachers who are dissatisfied with Common Core are livid that Commissioner King has opted out of attending any further meetings sponsored by the State Parent Teacher Association. Rick Longhurst is the executive administrator of New York State PTA.
We felt that the town hall meetings provided parents with an opportunity for two-way dialogue, and the commissioner felt otherwise. So we were disappointed that the meetings were canceled.
King said in a statement this week that the first two forums on the topic held last week in Poughkeepsie and Whitesboro had been co-opted by special interests whose stated goal was to dominate the questions and manipulate the forum. Several parents at the Poughkeepsie meeting on October 10th accused King of dodging difficult questions and failing to take notes, which they perceived as an unwillingness to vet their concerns. King visited a Long Island elementary school Wednesday for a closed-door session with educators. He told reporters he understands parents' frustrations and that they were similar to what he encountered in Massachusetts, where he served 5 years as co-director of charter school Roxbury Prep.
People said the standards were too high, that the tests were too hard. And what you saw was Massachusetts remained resolute today. Massachusetts is highest performing state. They are a state that is competitive.
King has taken a lot of flack because his own children attend private school. Democratic Upstate Assemblyman Phil Steck chides King for canceling the forums.
Commissioner King's constituents are the very parents he insulted when he canceled. And to suggest that there's somehow special interests is really beyond the pale of reasonable discourse.
Forums had been scheduled for this week in Garden City and Clifton Park, and later this month in Williamsville and New Hartford. A spokesperson for the commissioner's office, Tom Dunn, says alternatives are being sought.
We are working to finalize venues where constructive dialogue is possible so that together, with parents and educators, we can discuss the Common Core and hear concerns regarding its implementation.
Anonymous sources quoted in media reports say the state is considering reaching out to PBS stations, hoping that having local celebrity announcers host and moderate the meetings with King would act as a buffer between commissioner and community. Assemblyman Steck says parents deserve open dialogue. He believes King will reschedule all canceled meetings.
He needs to keep an open mind, listen to the parents. We all have to listen to our constituents, and he's no exception.
Republican State Senator Jack Martins of Mineola had demanded King reschedule the canceled gatherings or immediately resign. On Monday, New York State Allies for Public Education, a coalition of more than 40 parent groups from Long Island to Buffalo, called for King to resign immediately. Stop Common Core in New York State, a parent and teacher advocacy group based in Port Chester, has joined the movement, urging King to step down. Common Core is a set of national education standards emphasizing more critical thinking. Adopting them was a condition for receiving federal Race to the Top money. The first of the new state English and math tests on the Common Core last spring came before teachers could teach the curriculum, and the percentage of students receiving proficient grades dropped from between 55% and 65% to just 30%. Longhurst says the PTA is pushing the idea of delaying the use of test scores to hold back students or grade teachers.
So temporarily, at least, to break the link between student test performance and teacher and principal performance evaluation. That's getting in the way of implementing the intent of the instruction.
NICET has been calling for a 3-year moratorium on using test scores in that manner. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.